Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Gracie and Claire with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Queensland Youth Detention Centre officers have reported daily vicious attacks and serious injuries, including broken bones and acquired brain injuries. Staff walked off the job for 7 hours on Thursday, putting facilities in Brisbane, West Moreton and Townsville into night mode, which confines children to their rooms, allowing them out only on a rotational basis. The Australian Workers Union agreed to return to work after a hearing at the Queensland Industrial Relations Commission this afternoon.
Wags the Woolgaroo Staffy is a happy dog again after the Townsville City Council decided to drop its case against the pet. The owners of the 3-year-old Staffy have been fighting against the council regarding claims their beloved pet was involved in a fatal dog attack in 2021 with no witnesses. The council took Wags' owner to court in July 2022 and was found guilty over the alleged dog attack and fined $1,500. Following that, the Townsville City Council insisted in proceeding to declare Wags to be a dangerous dog. Since then, the council has dropped the case against Wags and he is still wagging his tail.
In national news, the Western Australian government's attempts to reach the UK and Ireland in order to recruit 1,300 police officers have been met with criticism, as disability advocates call WA's migration laws discriminatory. A UK police officer was seeking to move to the Western state with her family to work as a local officer, but her visa was declined because her child was disabled. Jan Gothard, a health and disability expert with migration specialists, said the WA government should tell potential recruits that having a disability or having a child with a disability would tank their visa application. She said, "Encouraging people to apply, letting people spend all that money, to go through all that angst and knowing they're on a dead-end path, I think, is unconscionable."
Health authorities have warned Australians after 6 Sydney teenagers were hospitalised due to vaping within days of each other, suffering seizures, vomiting and loss of consciousness. New South Wales reported the vapes contained nicotine and some were purchased from sellers on Snapchat, while warning that any vape for sale may contain dangerous chemicals found in weed killer and nail polish remover. Current Australian law prohibits the sale of any vaping products to minors, and nicotine vapes may only be purchased by an adult with a prescription.
In international news, researchers have found that satellites belonging to Starlink, part of Elon Musk's SpaceX division, are interfering in scientific work. A study published in the Astronomy and Astrophysics Journal used a powerful telescope in the Netherlands to observe 68 SpaceX satellites and found emissions are drifting out of their allocated band and up into space. International law expert Stephen Freeland said that between 100,000 and 500,000 objects will be orbiting Earth in the next decade, a level of interference that is obstructing views and readings for scientists studying deep space. Scientists are concerned that there is no regulation for unintended radiation in space, and that regulations are struggling to keep up with rapid advancements in space technology.
For your weather today, Brisbane is clear and cool and chilly enough for you to pop on some socks with those sandals. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.